This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday released its long-awaited strategy for countering domestic terrorism, a comprehensive plan that calls both for short- and long-term measures to confront the growing threat of attacks from militant white supremacists and other violent extremists. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism concentrates on enhancing and sharing information about domestic terrorism, disrupting attacks, preventing recruitment, and confronting the long-term drivers of the problem. It also calls for millions of dollars in additional funds to hire domestic terrorism analysts, investigators, and prosecutors. In a prepared statement the White House released on Tuesday while President Biden is overseas, the president called domestic terrorism a stain on the soul of America. The new strategy grew out of an assessment of domestic terrorism that Biden directed during his first week in office amid heightened concern prompted by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol complex by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A sprawling FBI investigation into the attack has resulted in the arrests of nearly 500 people. In an unclassified report in March, the U.S. intelligence community said domestic violent extremists posed an elevated threat to Homeland Security in 2021, with violent white supremacists and anti-government militias representing the most lethal threat. The FBI views the threat posed by racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists on the same footing as the threat posed by the Islamic State terror group. That's an assessment it first made in 2019. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday. Amid deteriorating relations between the world powers, the meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president. From Sunday through today, he attended the 47th G7 summit in the English seaside village of Carbis Bay and meetings of NATO and EU leaders in Brussels the past 2 days. Soon after Biden arrived in Geneva Tuesday, that reporter asked if he were ready for Wednesday's meeting. Biden replied, "I'm always ready." A federal judge in Louisiana has ordered an end to the Biden administration's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal land and water. The judge ruled Tuesday in a lawsuit by Louisiana's attorney general and office officials in 12 other states. Those states say the administration bypassed comment periods and other bureaucratic steps required before such delays can be undertaken. The judge ordered plans be resumed for lease sales that were delayed for the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. Administration attorneys argued the suspension was legally applied. The moratorium was imposed after President Joe Biden in January signed executive orders to fight climate change. Peruvian socialist candidate Pedro Castillo claimed victory in his country's presidential election on Tuesday. Castillo had a narrow lead as the lengthy vote count ended, but his right-wing rival Keiko Fujimori has yet to concede and says she will fight the result. Castillo ended the count 44,058 votes ahead of Fujimori. She has made allegations of fraud, but with little proof. The result of the June 6th election has not been formally announced by electoral authorities. Castillo hailed the win, as he put it on Twitter. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is apologizing after recent comments comparing the required wearing of safety masks in the House to the horrors of the Holocaust. The Republican House member from the state of Georgia told reporters on Monday that she was sorry for offending people with her remarks. She said there is no comparison to the Holocaust. Greene says she had visited Washington's U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum earlier in the day. Greene is a freshman House member who has embraced violent conspiracy theories and engaged in confrontations with progressive colleagues. And once again, you can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Mel.